Neuroplasticity, your brain's amazing power to change itself. Your brain is a complex organ. It has over 100 billion neurons, as many neurons as the myriad of stars in the Milky Way. Each of these neurons makes thousands of connections with other neurons all around the brain. They send projections that help to transmit electrochemical signals from one neuron to another, and to nerves that run along the cranium and down the spinal cord, eventually reaching all your organs and body parts. Your brain's neurons are specialized, yet they are intimately involved in this flexible, continually changing network of neural circuits. The signals transmitted through the network subsequently help you interpret and respond to your environment. Your other brain cells, which are called glia cells, support neurons by insulating them, providing nutrients, and removing debris, a process known as synaptic pruning. Synaptic pruning, a lifelong process, is the shedding of unnecessary or unused connections and the strengthening of connections that are important and used more often. At one time, scientists believed that you were born with all the brain neurons that you'd ever have. Once you'd reach adulthood, those neurons would gradually fade away or die. As a result, your brain would eventually shrink, and along with it, your capacity to learn new things would decline as you grew older. This thinking was disproven by the pioneering research in 1998 of Fred Gage and his team at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in La Jolla, California. They found the first definite evidence of neurogenesis, the birth of new neurons, in the hippocampus of the human brain. The brain was not slowly shrinking, but it was constantly changing. During the next two decades, scientists through numerous studies have validated the findings of Gage's research. In fact, researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden in 2013 established that 700 new neurons are created in the human adult brain every single day, and that such neurogenesis continues well into one's 70s and perhaps beyond. This is the neuroplasticity of the brain in action. The brain's ability to reorganize itself with the malleability of its neural circuits throughout its complex network. To put it simply, it's how the brain adapts and changes itself. In a 2017 speech, Max Sinader, the founding director of the Brain Research Center at the University of British Columbia, UBC, discussed two important factors that research has found to significantly enhance the brain's neuroplasticity: sleep and physical exercise. He cited earlier research done at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which showed that every night during sleep, you replay the memories of what you learned during the day from your hippocampus, the hub of your memory, to all different areas of your cerebral cortex, rehearsing those memories over and over again, strengthening the association among all of them. In more recent studies at UBC, researchers discovered that you can create three times as many brain cells by just doing one good cardiovascular workout. Teresa Liu Ambrose, professor at UBC, concurs that physical exercise is important for the brain. She recently did a one-year longitudinal study of a group of women on various scheduled exercise programs. Her finding was that both cardio training and resistance training are equally effective in adding more brain cells. Future research into the neuroplasticity of the brain could offer unprecedented possibilities. For example, think of the healing that could occur when research can offer the data needed to identify the cure for Alzheimer's disease. Think of how existing therapeutic methodologies could be improved. Consider, for instance, music therapy. Music has calmed agitated patients and stimulated memories in Alzheimer's patients who hear a song or melody from their past. Some traumatic brain injury, TBI, patients have recovered lost functions with the help of music therapists. For example, in 2011, U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head during a mass shooting incident, and she suffered a TBI. She lost her ability to speak because of damage to the language pathways in her brain. Yet she was able to pave new pathways around the damaged ones by singing words to melodies. In 10 months of repeated practice, she was finally able to regain her ability to speak. Research could tap into these successes so that we can learn from them and improve them. Future brain research could give us ways to boost our own cognitive fitness, help us improve our brain health at any age, and thereby enrich our lives while we seek to live life to the fullest. 1. What breakthrough research dispelled the previous scientific thinking that, with increasing age, a person's brain gradually shrinks? What can be implied from this discovery? 2. What two factors do researchers say can improve the quality of the brain's neuroplasticity, and how can each factor do this?